Arnie, you're always like, oh, could Tom Brady come back and coach? Robert Kraft will give him part of the team.
Yeah.
71% of Patriots fans said they don't want Brady having anything to do with the Patriots when he's done playing.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
They don't, front office.
They don't want him to coach. They don't want him to be the GM. They just want Tom's,
owner.
Tom's legacy preserved, I think. You have all these Broncos fans, and by the way, I agree with them on this. You have all these Broncos fans questioning John Elway. Dan Marino was apparently once in the front office for the Dolphins and bombed. People don't want to see their icons of their franchise go into a job that they're not able to handle.
When we talked about UVM and talking about a coach, we're like, should they hire somebody that was a success here and somebody that's a friend of the program? Man, I wish Patrick Ewing or some old New York Knicks player, Phil Jackson, was the coach of the New York Knicks. You know, I'd love to do something like that. You know, the Laker fans, I think they would have liked that also. I think I have to disagree on that.
I mean, you can look at speaking of basketball. I mean, a guy like Casey Jones comes back, and by the time he's the coach, it's, you know, he's got Bird, Parrish, and McHale as his core, so he's going to do well. But then you've got, and it's on a much smaller scale, but a guy like ML Carr, which was a very popular Celtics player for a short time, and it was a disaster because he didn't have the talent around him.
Yeah, I mean, Elway went back to Denver. They loved him there for a while. Obviously, there's some people upset with him. I think the Colts would love to have Peyton Manning back as an owner, coach, something or other like that. Gosh, there's so many great players that their old teams would love to have them back. I don't know why they would say this.
If things go well for you, it's an unbelievable thing. But is it really great for Michigan football right now to be questioning Jim Harbaugh as one of the best players in history for them? I mean, is that really a fun situation for anybody? You grew up loving Harbaugh, and now people want to run him out of town. I don't know that when it complicates your legacy when you're not able to bring success.
Did it bother you that Larry Bird's associated with Indiana and not Boston? Or
no, but I could tell you what, as a Celtics fan, it felt really strange to see him in a suit and tie coaching another team against the Celtics at the Garden. It felt really weird to see him in that
position.
But
we understand that, though, because he's from, you know, Terre Haute, right?
So, well, French Lick, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's Indiana. So that's understandable with something like
that. Yeah, but again, do you want his... Michael Jordan has not been a great success as an owner with the Bobcats and
that's
Hornets.
For sure. Right.
How would it be if he was that owner for the Chicago Bulls?
Right.
That would not be good for his legacy in Chicago.
No.
So
no.
I understand when people say that they want to avoid those kind of complex feelings. I absolutely would be 100% on board with Tom Brady never coming back to Foxborough in any hired capacity. I just want to see him get his red jersey as the Patriots Hall of Fame, come back and do the ceremonial stuff.
Yeah, you can't tell me that Edmonton front office didn't want Wayne Gretzky back
there. Oh, you
there
better believe that.
Instead, he went to Arizona, and it was a disaster as a coach.
He was horrible.
Yep.
Absolutely horrible. But that doesn't mean that all former players are going to be horrible if they go back to their teams. And sometimes it's not even about coaching. They bring you back in like an advisory role. Like, hey, what do we got to do to turn this around? Give us some advice or something,
Look at Danny Ainge. Look at Cam Neely. I mean, they went even further than coaching. And they've been extremely successful. Both in the cities where they got famous.
Yeah. Ainge big time.
And Cam Neely big time. More under the radar, but Bruins have had a lot of success since he arrived.
And that's great when it works. When it doesn't work, though, it turns into questions like Jim Harbaugh. It turns into questions like John Elway.
802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in, 4 Minute Football Fix and Last Story Standing next. You're in the huddle. What do we point through the game?